Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 John chapter 4, way back in there. 1 John chapter 4, and as Brother Frank was talking about at the funeral, being allowed to have all the time he wanted to speak, it reminded me of Brother Bob Myers' favorite joke to me all the time about the new preacher. How long can I preach? You can preach as long as you want, but we leave at 12. 1 John chapter 4. Starting in the 7th verse. The purpose of death. First John chapter 4. 7th verse. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Verse 9. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. Beautiful, beautiful passage. Beautiful. On Father's Day, let's join our hearts together. Father, set our hearts and minds at the work that we must do. Give us the labor that we need. Open our hearts, our ears. Let us hear this message as strong and true unto You, Father. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I received a letter from a single mother who had raised a son and who was about to become a dad. Since he had no recollection of his own father, her question to me was, what do I tell him a father does? When my dad died in my 9th year, I too was raised by my mother, giving rise to the same questions. What do fathers do? What is the purpose of dad? As far as I could observe, they brought the car around when it rained so everybody else could stay dry. I've been down that road many times. They always took the family pictures, which is why they were never in them. They carved the turkeys on Thanksgiving, kept the car gassed up, was never afraid to go into the basement, mowed the lawn, tightened up the clothesline to keep it from sagging. It wasn't until my husband and I had children that I was able to observe firsthand what a father contributed to a child's life. What did he do to deserve his children's respect? He rarely fed them, did anything about their sagging diapers, wiped their noses or their fannies, played ball or bonded with them under the hoods of cars. What did he do? What was the purpose of that? He threw them higher than his head until they were weak from laughter. He cast a deciding vote on the puppy or kitten debate. He listened more than he talked. He let them make mistakes. He allowed them to fall from their first two-wheeler without having a heart attack. He read a newspaper while they were trying to parallel park his car for the first time in preparation for their driving test. If I had to tell someone's son what a father really does that is important, it is that he shows up for the job in good times and bad. He's a man who is constantly being observed by his children. They learn from him how to handle adversity, anger, disappointment, and success. He will not laugh at their dreams, no matter how impossible that might seem. He will dig out at 1 a.m. when one of his children runs the car out of gas. He will make unpopular decisions and stand by them. When he is wrong and makes a mistake, most times he'll admit it. He sets the tone for how family members treat each other members of the opposite sex and people who are different than they are. By example, he can instill a desire to give something back to the community when its needs are greater than theirs. But most of all, a good father involves himself in the kids' lives and prays for them. The more responsibility he has for a child, the harder it is to walk out on that child's life. Those words came from Irma Bombeck. Very simple words. What is the purpose of dad? I still have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I did not want to become a father. I backed into fatherhood. Oh, sure, I told the girl I was dating at the time, oh, I'd love to have children. I'd do anything for that second date. That backfired. She married me. And then called my bluff. And so we had children. And I, the most overgrown child you'll ever meet, one of the most irresponsible, selfish idiots, became a dad. I was a selfish person. I don't want to be no father. I wanted to still do what I wanted to do. I wanted to sleep in on Sunday morning. Well, getting married took care of that. She made me go to church, and you see the result of that. I wanted to go where I wanted to. I wanted no purpose in life except to be married and go my way. And then she got pregnant. And life changed. And I saw ketchup and mustard. See, when they were born, I had but one job to do, and I even messed that one up. From the very moment they were born, I had but one job to do. When they came over to the little room, the nurse said, "All right, Daddy, I look for my father." She said, "Pick out two hats and put on her head so her head stay warm." Well, I'm looking in the drawer full of hats, and all of them had flowers on them. Oh, one of my boys wearing no flowers. They had cute little teddy bears and fuzzy things. And this is all, and I'm digging and I'm digging. And in the bottom of that drawer was a little yellow knit hat and a little red knit hat. So I stuck them on them. Ketchup and mustard. I thought I had done the right thing until my wife saw them. "What did you pick those out for?" I knew at that moment I was going to be a failure as a father. But I also knew one other thing. I was madly in love. I was going to start learning the purpose of dad. God teaches us the purpose of dad. John, writing in this letter, teaches us. I'm going to come to the end of the sermon early. Doesn't mean I'm not done talking. But the purpose of dad is to love. Nothing else. To be that Christian father and show that Christian love. It doesn't matter if you can teach them how to weld, or how to work on a computer, or how to do math, or how to hide something when they broke it that mommy won't find out. Your job, dad, the purpose of dad, is to teach them to love the same way God loves us. John, writing those beautiful words, simply put, God is love. How much does he love us? Jesus Christ. How much does he love us? That he'll discipline us when we step off the track. How much does he love us? That no matter how far away you get, the further away you get, the stronger the love goes to pull back. It doesn't matter. You were once close to your father. Then maybe you grew up and you thought you got smart. I was 18 years old. I had a falling out with my grandfather and father in the same week. I'll teach them a lesson. I went in the house and packed up and left. Walked out. Bye. Left the farm, left everything. I know more than anybody does. Gone. Ain't a day goes by, brothers and sisters. Not a single day doesn't go by that because of that love and that instruction that I don't miss that farm. Not a day. There's a Spanish story told of a father and a son who had become estranged. They had had a great falling out. They had fought greatly. The son ran away and was gone for such a long period of time. The father continued to search for his son. Couldn't find him. So finally he put these simple words in an ad in a newspaper in Madrid, Spain. The ad read, "Dear Paco, meet me in front of the newspaper office at noon on Saturday. All is forgiven. I love you. Your father." On Saturday, 800 Pacos showed up looking for forgiveness and love for their fathers. The purpose of a dad is love. It's a hard thing to get used to sometimes. I'm still not always very good at it. Oh, I love them. When I've told them 10,000 times, pick that toy up that I've done stubbed my toe over, I love them. When they walk through the screen door and leave it hanging open so the flies come in, oh, I love them. Oh, when a boy of 18 runs off from his father, he still loves him. Oh, when we decided that we wanted to love what was in the world, God still loved us. Showed us the purpose of dad. Paul writing those words, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son. Can you imagine? Can you stand and think about it today? That amount of love from dad, from father. That he took his most prized creation, his son, and sent him down here to do what? Die. Jesus Christ on the throne in heaven itself, his father looks at him and says, I beg you to read the book 6 hours one Friday. Matter of fact, I ought to make it a homework assignment sometime. Max Lucado wrote that book. I've read it a half a dozen times. The imagery in it is so beautiful. God turning to Jesus Christ, the Son, and saying, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to wipe him out. I'll go, Dad. You don't have to. I know. I'll go. And so he sends it. Born of a virgin. Had to have his diapers changed. Got sick. Had to have his nose blowed. Fell down and scratched his knee. Did all the things that boys would do. Grew up in the family household. At 30 years of age, began his ministry. And 3 years later, because we loved him so much, we killed him. And 3 days later, he rose and just simply said, believe in me, and you shall be saved in all eternity. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done in your past life. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about you looking into my face and saying, Jesus Christ, you're my Lord. I love you. And you're saved. And God in heaven puts forth. Irma Bombeck continued to write, I stumbled into her, and I tell you, I'd almost forgotten that my father was a big fan of hers. We got a book around the house somewhere that I've got to go back and find again. If life is a bowl of cherries, then what am I doing in the pits? She writes these words, when the good Lord was creating fathers, he started with a tall frame, and a female angel nearby said, what kind of father is that? If you're going to make him close to the ground. Why you got to put him up so high? He won't be able to shoot marbles without kneeling. He won't be able to tuck them in without bending over. He won't even be able to kiss a child a lot without stooping. And God smiled and said, yes, but if I make him child size, who would the children look up to? And when God made a father's hands, they were large and sinewy and clumsy looking. The angel shook her head sadly and said, don't you even know what you're doing? Look at them clumsy things you're putting at the end of the arms. They can't manage diaper pins or small buttons or rubber bands on ponytails or even more, the splinters caused by baseball bats. God smiled and said, I know they're large, but they're large enough to hold everything that a small boy empties from his pockets at the end of the day, and yet small enough to cut his daughter's hands and her face. Then God molded long legs and broad shoulders, and the angel, about going off the deep end, said, by the end of the week, do you realize that you just made a father without a lap? How's he going to pull children close to him without a kid falling between his legs? And God smiled and said, a mother needs a lap. A father needs strong shoulders to pull a sled, balance a boy on a bicycle, or hold a sleepy head on its way home from the circus. God was in the middle of creating the two largest feet anyone had ever seen, and the angel could contain herself no longer. That's not fair. Do you honestly think those large boats are going to be able to dig out in the morning in the bed when the baby starts crying, or walk through a small birthday party without stepping on three of the children? God smiled and said, you'll work. You'll see. They will support a small child who wants to ride him like a horse. They will scare off mice at the summer cabin. They will be a challenge to fill as the child grows in that foundation. God worked throughout the night, giving the father a few words, but a firm, authoritative voice, eyes that saw everything but remained calm and tolerant. And finally, almost as an afterthought, he added tears. Then he turned to the angel and said, now are you satisfied that he can love as much as a mother? And the angel shutteth up. The purpose of dad is love. That's what we are. That's what we're supposed to be. Straightforward love. We're supposed to show the love that Christ has taught us. We're supposed to be that firm man of few words. I don't talk a lot. What are you looking at me like that for? I don't have to talk a lot. I got these two. I thought it was the most amazing thing this morning. I heard Ella say more words this morning than I have ever heard her say since I've known her. They grow, brothers and sisters. They grow. And the love, Dad, that you provide them and on to the grandchildren is what they need. Oh, sure, bonding is great. It's wonderful to teach them the different things. But if you teach them one thing, teach them that the purpose of dad is love. An unknown poem goes, his shoulders are a little bent, his youth force a trifle spent, but he's the finest man I know. With a heart of gold and a hair of snow, he's seldom cross and never mean. He's always been looking so good and clean. I only hope I'll only be as kind to him as he is to me. Sometimes he's tired and seems forlorn. His happy face is sad and worn. Yet he can smile when things are bad. That's why I like my gray-haired dad. I didn't have gray hair. He doesn't ask the world for much, just comfort, friendliness, and such. But from the things I've heard him say, I know it's up to me to pay for all the deeds he's done for me. Since I sat rocking on his knee, oh, not in dollars and dimes or cents, that's not a father's recompense. Nor does he worship wealth and fame. He'd have me honor Jesus' holy name. I got lucky. I had lots of fathers. I'm still lucky. I have lots of fathers within this family. To continue to show love. That's the purpose of a dad. To show love. To show that love that Christ said. We read those words. We all know them. We've all recited them. For God so loved the world. This starts off just that quick. Jesus Christ's own words about what dad does. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Amen. God so loved the world. The purpose of dad is love. To lift them up, to hold on to them. I have a good friend that I'm having a lot of fun with because he's got a daughter. And in case you noticed, I don't have any daughters and I ain't going to have any more children. Don't raise your eyebrows like that. I'm telling you, I know how to run. He's got a daughter. He's my age and she's 7, JL? 8. And he ain't doing well, let me just tell you. And I keep teasing him because I know that day when she goes to get married, I know who's doing that wedding service. And I'm going to watch that father's love just go everywhere. You know that scene when they say, "Eh, how's it go? Doubly blessed is the woman who comes to this altar with the blessing of her family and friends. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?" And that's when the father's supposed to say that, and he ain't going to be able to. He's going to be sitting down there in the pew going, "Oh, and the mother's going to have to go, "We do." But he loves that girl that much. That's love. The purpose of a dad is love. The purpose that God taught us men is love. Oh, sometimes it's going to be hard to say that word, but show it. Do it. Be it. God is love. Jesus Christ was the love manifested from God. And through our faith in Jesus Christ, we are saved. And we can continue to show the purpose of the dad is love. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to hear the words of dad when he prays his prayers at the beginning of the morning or at the end of the day, that I messed up, Father. Can you please teach me to be more like you? That I would show my children, my sons, my daughters, those who are of my bloodline, those who are of not yet look up to me as such, that I might show them love. That I might not be afraid to use those words. That you added tears to us as well. Heavenly Father, we bless you. That you sent your Son, your love to us. Father, I ask that today you remind us to be that purpose. Grab on to dad or dad-in-law or the feller up the street or the young woman that's in search of the help for her son who's about to become a father. That boy that you know that's a trifle in trouble. Let us just reach out to them and tell them we love them. That's our purpose. That's our design. That's what we're supposed to be. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. If you have a particular need for prayer, if you have something somewheres that you need, as we sing this last hymn, I would ask you to come forward. Remembering today, I want you to find dad or someone like a dad, or you be a dad, and tell them I love you. Put your arm around them and squeeze them. Oh, it's good stuff.
Number 488, if you please stand. Mm-hmm.